Dyke check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
OG Courts, they are.
D Styles in the cut.
Domski in the cut.
We are Dykes and a Mic, and you're now listening to the Damn Podcast, baby. We in the GLAM.
Damn Podcast.
OUS.
Damn Podcast.
First class.
Yes.
Up in the sky, Damn Podcast.
Listen, that tune, obviously, because you know Jack Harlow, he brought it back with, he sampled it, innit?
Yeah.
I've been banging that song, and if you see me walking down the street, I'm like, E and G, the L, fucking the A,
I haven't actually listened to it properly yet.
No, it's a banger.
I keep seeing it on
the phone. Absolutely, it's a banger.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you know what? I kept hearing Jack Harlow's name, yeah? And it was only until then that I deeped who it was, because I kept seeing him, and I was thinking, who is, because who's the guy? So I downloaded a bit of his music, and I was like, okay. All right, white boy. Oh, what can you do?
Doing his little thing or whatever. Yeah,
anyway, guys, we have a guest on the show today.
Introduce yourself.
What's going on, everyone?
Juice.
It's Madge.
Come on.
I'm here, finally.
Come on.
Finally.
It's been a long time coming.
We've been saying you meant to be on this damn podcast, like, for how long now?
It's true.
God damn.
Welcome.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Y'all been doing this forever.
Forever.
And I'm still a dyke.
Oh, I'm not on Dykes and a Mic, and I'm a whole dyke over here. Just dyking all by myself.
Yeah, literally.
Man.
Oh, man.
I'm done.
How's things?
Yeah, life is all right, you know. I ain't gonna lie. Everything's calm. That's a life, God. Do you know what I mean? Just out here dyking. just living my life.
You're gonna be safe forever dyking.
Literally, oh my days. I'm the biggest.
We have the Oga dyke today.
The Oga at the top.
We have the dyke at the top. Oga at the top.
The
okay.
Dykes of all the dykes right. is with us.
The dyke of the mic is on the
on the mic.
On the mic. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh mate, what's your pronouns, G?
To be fair, I'm not really fussy, you know.
Mm.
You can call me she, he, they, them. Like, I really could not care less.
Ooh.
Okay, interesting.
Do you know what, guys? Yeah, I was filling out. What was I filling out? I mean, I was filling out a form, obviously, but I was trying to figure out what it was for. Anyway, it had, obviously, Mrs., Mr. And it had MX.
Oh.
And I really like that.
MX?
Like, I was really drawn to it.
Non-binary.
Okay.
Oh. I was really drawn to it. So, yeah, I just thought I'll share that with you guys.
Oh, do you feel like you're on a journey?
I would like, in my mind, I would prefer that than miss, if I'm being honest with you. But I think maybe it's just because I don't like the word miss.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Mrs., miss, you feel the same?
Yeah,
way?
I literally feel like MX is appropriate.
Okay.
But I need to definitely, like, go into it a bit more.
Do some soul searching.
As into why I don't. Because I've always felt like miss is better. I don't know. I've never liked it, like, in general. So when I saw MX, I was like, oh, I want to be called this. like, not to, like, you know, take away, not on a silly thing, but on an actual serious thing. Like, I could actually see that, like, on my forms and stuff. Like, that wouldn't bother me. But, yeah, I just thought I'd share that. Because even when I just be filling the forms, I just could be clicking prefer not to say because I don't give a peck about y'all. What does that mean? It doesn't matter, okay? I am a young man.
Don't use me to tick your boxes.
No, for real.
Your diversity boxes.
No, for real. Unless it's to get a better paying job then. Black. Lesbian.
Blackity black.
Honestly.
With a sprinkle of black British.
Bruh.
Hey, mate. But what you lot saying, mum?
I'm chilling. Tired. Work has been working. Gym has been gymming. Happiest Friday. What? Happiest Friday, man.
No, this Friday has been taking a long time to come. Especially, oh my gosh, we've got so much to talk about, guys.
No.
Because if I start talking, I'm going to keep talking. So I'll come back. Come back to me. Everyone come back to me. Go on, okay. How have you been?
I want to know what you would come back to you.
Spill.
But yeah, no, I've been all right still. I've been just... You know, same old shit, different day. I don't know, but for this week has been long as hell. This week has been long. And we only had 4 days.
I only had three.
You only had three?
I took Tuesday off and it still felt like a long week.
Yeah, it felt long, man.
So why did I work six? It's giving slave trade to me.
Oh my God.
I worked 6 days. I started work on Sunday. Ain't no bank holiday for me, boy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's as well. The ghetto. We are in the ghetto.
Honestly.
That's sad.
It is. But you know, the money will come.
Money will go dash.
Money fall on you.
How's your week been, Max?
Do you know what? Mine's been a bit like yours, to be fair. It's like, what, 3 days? Friday's my little admin day. I don't really do much. just lazy.
I'm gonna lie.
Let me just attend 1-2 meeting. That's about it. Slap the mic on.
Good morning, everyone. Hi.
Yeah.
Like nonsense.
Shake the mouse. Change your status on Teams. That's it.
That's it.
No, you people are bad.
If I'm if I'm working from home on a Friday, honestly, that's all I do. But because I was in the office today. What do you think? They even had me doing manual labour today. I said, because we got an audit on Monday, so they was like, oh, we need to tidy up. Like,
you know, shit always gets serious. When there's an audit,
when the audit is coming,
all of a sudden, everyone remembers their actual roles. Yeah. And like, you have to find all these papers. Like you have to sign all these things. Oh, my gosh.
The way I was lugging boxes, I said, hey, this was not on the agenda.
No, that's violent. That's violent.
They made you do gym. That's another gym
honestly,
session.
And then I went to gym after. I said, wow.
No way.
The legs can have a rest today. Yeah. The heck? But no, it's okay. We move. The weather's getting better, so it helps.
Thank God.
Oh my gosh.
We actually thank God. This sun has been really giving.
Bro.
It's been giving.
Bro.
What it needs to give, for now at least. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know it's going to get better. I just feel it.
The sun, like, when I wake up, and, like, the sun is in my eye, I actually like that. I'm like, you know what? It's good because it helps me get up. Exactly. Like, it helps me get out of my bed. Exactly. This morning, it was a bit cloudy, and I was just like, you know when your alarm goes off and you're like, should I? But then I have to because pay the bills. But, you know, you have that little debate. But the sun is actually giving. But, yeah, what was I going to say? I was saying, man. So, obviously, I went back to... This week's been super long because, obviously, it was after, like, my Easter break. And I went Madrid.
Nice.
Yes, I went Madrid to do drinking, McDrinking.
Hey.
Got my sister studying out there. And, like, it was such... When I say it was such a vibe, it was better than, like, I thought it was going to be. Like, I'm used to going to, like European cities, but I've never been Madrid, innit? So I didn't know what to expect. I've heard a lot about the racismo. And, you know...
Really? In Madrid?
Yeah.
Really?
But no, there wasn't. There wasn't for me when I went out there. But, and also, this is my first time travelling, like, by myself, because usually I'm always with brethren or my girl when I'm flying, and I don't really like flying. But I'm going to stop saying that now because I think I'm putting it into the atmosphere.
You're manifesting it.
Yeah, no, because I deeped it. Because when I was by myself, like going there, I was like, hey. But once I was up there, and then on the way back, I said, I'm not saying I don't like flying. And then there were some little children, and I was giving them sweets, and then like we were just chilling. And then I was actually all right, so I decided I'm going to stop saying I don't like flying, because I think I'm putting it into my head and getting myself shook, because I done it by myself. I had no one's hand to hold. Like, I was holding the I was holding the bottom of my seat, my seat, and I was just like... And I was like, and he had to wear face masks. I was like,
you have to wear masks.
I could barely breathe. Still. Yeah, Spain's strict on it, you know. Mad. Spain, like, when you go to, it's mad because I got there, so we got the train. Mm-hmm. My sister was like, where's your mask? I was like, I don't need it. She's like, it's not London. I was like, have you not heard? Like, there's no COVID in London. Like, it's over. Like, we're free. And she was like, no, here, you have to mask up everywhere. No. You walk into the shop for one suite, put on your mask. It's actually jarring. Like, I actually forgot the life we used to live.
That was the life.
My gosh. But like, when you go bars and stuff, it's all... No, you have to wear it when you walk in, and then until you're seated, then you can take it off and then everything.
So as you're seated, the COVID is not going
to
be there.
Once you're seated, the COVID is gone. COVID is gonna and then when you walk up to the bar to order your drink, the COVID is also left the building. Okay, right. Yeah, it's
okay.
It's the logic for me.
That's it, so... but yeah, man, it was really good. Like, I definitely think we should go. I know all the places to go. I was eating all the tapas, drinking all the sangria, the tinto de verana. I was having a great time.
That
guys.
Shot bar you was in looked
Listen, the shot bar that I was in, the shots are €1, €2, €3. That's it. There's nothing. The only thing that's like high as €5 is the cocktails. And you don't get that. It's literally a shot bar. You can't get drinks. Like, you can't order a beer. You can't order a Coke. You can only get water or cocktails or shots. So it's literally you order shots, and they got like over 600.
Man.
Yeah, I had one. I had one called the Clitoris.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
It was creamy.
Of course it was.
There's and a joke sweet. Somewhere in there. A lesbian walks into a bar.
Yo, literally.
What can I get?
The clitoris. I had the golden shower. Yeah, where they put the shot through a willy and put it in my mouth.
That one was fucking funny.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'll upload the video to Instagram so everyone can see. Yeah.
That was fucking funny.
It was mad because they told me to close my eyes and lean my head back. I thought they were going to put fire in my mouth because I saw a lot of fire at this place. Next thing you know, there was a drink dripping in my mouth. So I was just thinking, oh, okay. And the drink was bussing. It was nice. It was.
I bet it was bussing.
It was bussing, yeah.
I'm sure it was.
And then they were like, open your eyes. Open my eyes. I just saw one cock. One cock.
And it was white as well.
One cock. Dangling on top of me. I was like, ah. And obviously I'm going, ah. And the drink is going, ah. Just dangling in my throat, yeah. I was like, hey, yo. I was like, huh. So this is what the streets be using the strapianas for.
Wow.
I had my thumb on fire for one of them.
Oh, yeah.
There was one that I literally kind of drank fire. They make you inhale it as well after, once they're finished mixing it. So, yeah, you come out of there, you're fried. But it's so cheap. I spent like €30. Maybe less. I think I paid about 20-something euros.
Fuck off.
Yeah, because we was all buying each other's shots. Oh, it was sick. No, we have to go, guys. Like, honestly, like, Madrid, hotspots. Oh, my gosh, sorry.
Have you lots ever been to any other European countries?
Yeah, ever
experienced racism? I went to Budapest and it was loud. What? Oh, my. I
swear.
No, stop it. I must have taken my mum there. Yeah. And, my mum's fair. Like, very fair. She looks mixed, yeah? Walking with her, she's just ahead of me. See this small little kind of Bulgarian looking brother? He's in my boat. I was thinking, what? Like, what? Do you want to tussle?
What did
you
do? Like,
and there was one time we must have walked into a restaurant. We sat down. Imagine this restaurant is there's barely any people in there.
Yeah.
It took them a whole 10 minutes to come and bring the menus. And when they rang the menu, just dashed it on the table. I said,
my mum said, black menu.
She said, we're gone. Yeah. I said,
no.
I was mad shocked. I didn't expect it.
Man. Well, I've never really heard of anyone going Budapest, so I don't know. I need someone to sign off before I go to certain places. I need someone to sign off and tell me.
Nah, I wouldn't. If you're black, fuck it.
Seriously.
If you black and gay, nah, fuck it.
You know, when you heard it's nice, but you have to. These are the things you have to think about. Like, you hear about places are nice, but are they nice for black people?
Mm-hmm.
Then, are they nice for black lesbians? Mm-hmm. Because even on my flight to Madrid, I was like the only black person. And then when I got up to go to the toilet, I was like, everyone is looking at me. Like, that's how I feel. I was like, everyone is like, get this do-rag ass. That was when my do-rag, because I was like, the braids gonna stay fresh. That's what they like to do. Get this N-word off this plane with immediate effect. Because I was just there. All of them are just staring. You know, they were just looking as I come in the toilet. I was like, I wash my hands. I'm like, yo. That's what I felt like saying. But I literally I literally felt it. But then once I got to like Madrid, then I felt calm because it was like proper mix up there. Proper mix up.
Yeah. But, so no Budapest, guys.
No Budapest. Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, that's off the list. Off the list. Where have I been? I've been been Paris. There's somewhere else someone was telling me that they were... Oh, where is it? No, it wasn't Croatia because I've been Croatia. It might have been Prague. Someone I know... Oh.
What happened?
They went there and then basically the people, they are there. See, this is a weird one. They weren't being racist. They just don't know no better. So they were ignorant.
They were being ignorant.
Yeah. So they just didn't know they were being racist because they just don't know black people. Mm-hmm. So to correct them, they were like, no, like, you can't be saying this. And they were like, yeah, we can. Like,
what do you mean?
you're an N-word. What? Yes. That's what you actually are. It's like, that's what you are. Like, that's what we call you in this country.
Nah.
And they're like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, yeah, we can because it means black. Like, don't take offense. It's like, no, but that's not the correct term. Like, there's another word for black. Like, da 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 da. So yeah, there's a lot of like ignorant. Like, they've never seen black people. They've never been around people. They don't really have to be around black people. So they're not gonna take the time to learn
See, but when I hear things like that, I'm like, I don't need to go there.
Yeah,
I don't need to go there. I don't know, to do what? Try their 1-2 cuisine.
Experience the racist culture.
What?
To try the cuisine. Like, what am I going for? Like,
not the cuisine.
And
then
they're going to be slapping the menu on me. I'm not going. I don't want to go.
No,
there's so many places that I hear of and I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm okay.
Mm.
I'm okay. There's enough other places in the world that I can visit. Like,
just not, black countries.
Not many, do you know what? I even said to myself, like, the next country I go to, like, for a big, like, fuck off holiday, I want it to be a black country. Like, I've said to myself, I just want to go to a black country and just not be black. Does that make sense?
Yeah. As in, like,
I'm black. But
Like, when you go back home, you're not the quote unquote minority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I said, like, my next big holiday that I like pay, like, it might be either like Ghana or like I do want to go Barbados because that's been pending since COVID or something. Wow. But yeah, just I just want to go somewhere where I'm not black, well, not, where I can just worry not, about maybe just being a lesbian.
Right. Or a foreigner.
Or a foreigner. Mean, like, you look foreign. All they say is that you look like American. Like, even when I go Ghana, they're like, oh, Americana. This is right. Like, literally, I just want to go and just yeah, like I said, not to say not be black, like I can remove my skin, but you know what I mean? Like, just be around black people, because sometimes it needs to be, like, I was seeing, yeah, go on. Yeah. It just has to be the vibe. It has to be the flex. Just pure enjoyment.
So lots going to say that.
I've seen it around you. Ah, black people. Love y'all.
Enjoyment.
But yes. Me. There's a guest on the show. So, Max, tell us about yourself. What's your name? What's your number? Where'd you come from? Where was you born? Wow. Where was you raised? No, I'm playing. But one question we do tend to ask our guests that come on the show is, what is your... As you are the Oga Dyke, tell us your coming out story. In the land of the living.
Where did it start? When did you realize when that you were a dyke?
The Oga of the Dykes.
When
did you realize it was full time?
Oh, it's mad. You know what? First person I fancied was a girl from Wede. You know, like, playground.
No, not what? Playground.
Hey, listen.
It's always a playground.
Yeah.
I know this sounds mad. I remember the girl's name that I fancied.
Yeah.
Her name was Faye Dolby, some white thing. And, you know, everyone was playing Kiss Chase.
Of course.
Faye was chasing, you know, this boy.
I was chasing Faye, you know what I mean? Come on, back!
You have a kiss. Come on, lips. I can just imagine Magic busting down the playground. I'm looking for Faye.
Magic. But I would say, like, I feel like I proper started coming into it. Probably like year 8. Like, obviously, your sevens are settling in the stage. You know what I mean?
Your sevens when you're like a little neek, man, with your big backpack, the long ass blazer that your mum bought you for you that fits the year 10.
But yeah, I'd probably say like secondary year 8, kind of realised, yeah, this is really what it is. And then what came out, I think I was 15, 16? 15. Okay. Must have been 15. I was at it.
She was
but it's mad though, the comment, listen.
So what happened? Tell us. What happened? So when you said 15, you said fuck it, and then what happened?
Listen, I had this girl, obviously, cause I was a little whore. Fucking fingering girls in the toilets.
No fear.
No, you're actually the ogre.
No fear.
At the moment, it's mad.
Nah, you're ogre. So enjoyment from young, you know.
I must have been in some relationship with one girl. She's come to my house. And I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what I was playing at. And obviously, you know, start strapping it.
What?
Wait.
What age? What
year
age?
No.
I wasn't your age. No.
Okay, wait. What age was you?
15.
No. Where did you get the strap?
No. This is why you're the older.
What were we doing at 15?
Bro, I got my first strap like second year of uni, bro. Second year of uni.
I had my first real kiss with a girl when I was 18.
When did you get your first strap? When did you get your first strap?
When I was 19.
Bruh, when did you get yours?
Fucking 19, 20?
Bruh, I'm pretty sure I was 20. Solid.
Where did you source the strap from at 15?
I bet you had a cock.
No sensible colours.
Oh my god.
How did you know what strapping even was? And then where did you get the strap from?
Yeah, no, we have so much questions. Start from the beginning.
Oh god.
Start from the beginning. Because I sure as hell did not know anything at 15.
At all.
15, I was certain, but it's
nothing.
Obviously, I had inkling, but
bro, I didn't come out properly until like second year college.
Do you know what I'm saying? And even if I did act on it at that point, I wouldn't know where to begin.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So how did you begin?
So basically, I must have been shotting them times there.
Mm.
Obviously, shotting on the roads, made a little quick buck. Mm. Obviously, you know, back in the days, it was Arx Jeeves. So like, obviously, remember them times
there?
Yeah, I do. Remember the LimeWire days, the MSN days.
So wait, Jeeves bust you? Is this what you're saying?
Wait, so you typed in?
You asked Jeeves.
So, hey, listen.
Continue.
Hey, listen. On the dial-up internet, you typed in.
Sorry. No, wait, go and land.
All right, cool. Mm. Do you lot remember, I don't know if you lot ever, do you remember a thing called Sexcetera that used to be on?
Yes.
Nah, that channel was mad.
Hey, bruv, you lot stayed up, innit?
Of course.
Are you mad? You
yeah.
So, obviously, you see, that was very, it was very interesting. It showed you all different types
of sex. It
showed
you everything, like, it showed you things that you didn't even need to know. I remember watching it, I was like, hey, yo, what's going on? That was a good show.
Must have missed the lesbian episode. I didn't see the peen. I saw the real peen. I didn't see the plastic.
You saw loads of peen, hella peen, slapped left and right.
Yeah, you saw, like, straps, penis, this, that, do you know what I mean? Flogging, all of that nonsense.
Yeah, no, for real.
So obviously, must have been shot in, saved up my peas, and my boy's mum had a bank card.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she barely used it.
Oh shit!
So I said to him, "Yo, bro, like I wanna try and get one of these, innit?"
Yeah.
So we searched it, we found it. He said to his mum, "Well, he wanted to buy a tracksuit." Hey. Well, we slapped the money in her card, and we ordered it. Still ordered it to my yard.
What did that?
No. And it came in a really
screen. Incognito box.
Yeah, incognito box.
They can't come and bait you up.
If they did, I would actually have to slap them though. It's rude.
Which was lit. And then obviously when the first one came, I was like, raw. I was like, this thing's wow.
I've got the 9-inch, the 10-inch.
The poor 15-year-old vag. What size did you buy? Do you even know?
It was like a Doc Johnson.
Oh my god!
And it must have been the one that
I wouldn't even buy those things now.
Remember the one that Finn bought, as she showed us?
Yes, I wouldn't even buy those things now. Those things are like the size of your arm.
No.
Those things are wham.
Remember the one that I bought?
Yes.
Oh my god, no.
That was literally the size of it. It was literally another leg.
It was the size of like... My arm's even too skinny.
It was wham. So you got a dot.
It must have been. It was like an 8
them
inch.
Ones
bro.
Are, them ones are big.
Those ones, girth.
That's the word, girth.
The girth.
It was mad. So, listen, that wasn't even the first guy. That's the maddest thing about it. I ain't gonna lie.
Madge.
So this must have been like second girl I strapped.
So the first girl you strapped had one already.
No, it was that one before. I was just loosey-goosey on all y'all. Jesus.
Oh, God.
Slapping.
Top.
And must have been beating this thing. And then all I see is the door open. It was my mum.
Whoa. Hold
up. Clearly, I was getting too excited. You know the womp, womp, womp. And I didn't know she was... I didn't know she
said the womp, womp, womp. My set was womp, womp, womp.
With Jesus. The strappiana, giving that whoop, whoop,
nah.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
it was
a traumatic time.
So wait, when you're... Okay, so then... Okay, cool. That so your mum so your mum opens the door. What do you do?
She busts the door. No knocks.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they never knock.
Boom.
In my head, she kicked it off the hinge. It didn't happen.
Were you under the covers?
The door went flying.
Yeah, so
you were under the covers.
And then my mum proceeds... to drag the duvet.
Fucking hell.
I've never had so much strength in all my life.
What, to hold on to the
thing? What? Oh my days, the strength was impeccable.
Look at the strength.
I said, Mum, please. Look at the strength. Mummy, no. You don't want
to
see this.
What does Mummy even want to see, please?
You don't want to see this.
What does Mummy want to go and see there on top? I don't understand. No, I'm going to have that dream.
Mummy, no, I'll go to church on Sunday, I promise. Give me one more hour.
Matting.
What? Yeah, man. So, okay, cool. So she tried to pull the covers off. You hold on to them. And then what?
My mum was just like, get this fucking gal out of my yard.
She started
cussing in patois. And I just...
She
left the room.
Where are you from? Like, what? Was
Jamaica.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
West Indian mums, they don't give a
before her walking in on you, did your mum already kind of know what you was on?
I think definitely she had it in Clint.
I think parents know, man. They always know, but they don't say anything. Like, they don't say nothing.
When it's in their face in 4K, when it's in 4K,
that's what I'm saying.
It's a whole different ball game. You know what I mean?
Was you mass presenting them times?
Yeah, I always have been.
Matt has always been mass presenting. As long as we've known her, she's always been like this. Yeah, man. Therefore.
So, yeah, it was a bit of an L, man. Definitely had to take that L on the chin.
Wild.
Yeah, it was a mad one. Yeah, it was a hard
girl. I hope she ran home. Because if your mum...
The shame. Imagine
your mum even would have given her one lick.
Ran home, holding her nyash.
Pum-pum in hand.
The embarrassment.
Pum-pum in hand running away.
So what was the... What did your mum like have a conversation with you after that? Or was it like...
So after that, I just left the yard and I didn't come back for hours.
hours, man.
Cause I would
have packed it in my bag and just gone about my business. I ain't never coming home.
At this point... Goodbye.
Get on the road. Streets don't love you no more.
With the girl and just, you know, start a family.
You have to go live in the bushes, bro. It's over.
What? Endurance Park.
Family. Even if my mum walked in on me now, I'm leaving.
See ya.
What? You can't look at me the same.
What? I might be in Budapest.
What? You know what I'm doing in these sheets? I ain't your baby girl no more. What?
Yeah.
So did she like? Yeah. So did you have a comment? Did she? Like,
so when you went back,
home, was there a conversation?
Well, it was mad tense.
It was just tense.
So like, my mum tried to talk to me, and I just wasn't in the headspace because I felt so shame.
Shame.
Oh my days. And just even the fact that you bopped in and then you.
Carried on, dragged the sheets.
It's not like you're having a battle of the sheets. That's what's killing me.
That's crazy.
Like, she wanted to see what was going on.
I was like, why are you trying to see
it? You know what's going on. Right. You know what I mean? That was a mad one. Eventually, probably like a week or two later, she had a conversation. She just basically said, listen, I've always had an inkling.
Yeah. Mm.
But I love you. It doesn't change anything. But don't ever fucking disrespect my house like that. Yeah. Sorry, can I swear?
Yeah, of course. Oh, the fucking fuckers.
Fucking.
The fucking
She was just like, yeah, just don't ever disrespect my yard like that. So
yeah,
I was like, cool. From now on, I just need to make sure my mum's far away when I'm beating the house.
Far away.
She's at work.
Don't let her come and drag your sheet again. Listen, don't let her come and do that, bro.
Especially because you were young as well, so it hits different. It's not like you was like 19 or 20 in her house doing these things. Like when you're 15,
you're being cheeky.
You're not even legal to have sex yet. And you're really smashing the walls down.
You're pushing it.
You're smashing the walls down in the house.
It's actually your mum's sheets. Like, you know, it's not the sheets that you bought for yourself.
Like, did you wash this load?
Like, you know when you want to do your own. Right, did you wash it? Did you even.
Are you paying for this powder? What?
You know when you do up your room when you get a bit of change, and you're like, this sheet.
There wasn't even those sheets, bro. Listen, all you was doing was rearranging your room. Nothing in there was yours.
It's true.
Oh my gosh. You ever remember like leaving your house and then coming back and your room would be bare tidy? Or was my mum the only one that done it? My mum used to tidy her room. I used to be like,
That was that.
Like when I go to my dad's,
I'll come back. My mum didn't tidy
your room. Your mum didn't tidy your room.
What?
Really?
Tidy what?
I'll come home and my room will be rearranged everything. I used to love it.
I've always been kind of like neat anyway, though. So my mum never really had to, if that makes sense.
Fair enough.
I've always been quite neat. But that's mad. So, okay, cool. So you're smashing in the back doors at 15. That's fine. So in your head, when you was doing that, did you already know, like, okay, I'm a lesbian. This is my lifestyle. This is what I'm on. Or was you still kind of like, this is how I'm feeling at the moment.
You know what?
I don't know.
I was so confused. I definitely felt there was a possibility in my head. Like, I was like, yo, like, I definitely feel like I'm trans. Mm. But at the time, trans wasn't even
a thing.
A word.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I was just like, yo, I just feel like a boy, innit?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, you know, did all the research. And funny enough, my cousin's actually trans as well, from female to male. And for me, I was just like, yo, this is it. This is what I thought it was. But I think for me, I was really. I didn't want to jump the gun too early in regards to like transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I have to accept myself for what it is
first. Okay.
And then if I'm ready to transition, then I will because I understand that if you're pumping testosterone in your body,
it's gonna
listen. The hormones we have as women, as it is,
it's really, really
and then imagine
really
pumping testosterone. Wow, you're like superhuman.
Do you know what I mean?
Your emotions must be on crack.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, was
you comfortable in your body at that time?
Nah.
Okay.
No way. I used to bind.
Okay.
Mm. Did you not bind?
Nah.
I wear a binder now.
Yeah. I was binding with madness.
No, stop it.
Bandages. Using, like, slim film and it was using like all the
get
wrong things.
This
like tape
down.
I said tape and everything.
Yeah, listen, Matting, bandage, cling film. I was mad. I was like, this needs to be flat.
Flat. Okay. So them times was you like a touch me not?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Bruv, I didn't even get like receive head, bro. Wow. Just clapping the cheeks and that's it.
That's it.
Clapping cheeks. Just
I feel like a lot of us when we was younger, that was the vibe though. Like a lot of us was just like touch me. Because I remember that was a touch me not as well when I was younger. But I don't know whether that was just society told us to be like that.
I feel like that was part of the stud package.
Right. Yeah.
Like when you first came out or when we first came on scene, should we say, it felt like a lot of the other studs that were around would be like, nah, man, not let them touch me. Man, not do that. Man, not do that.
I think even at that time as well, the older studs, they were kind of like that as well. So, you know, when you're just follow, because you're like, okay, they're the older studs. I'm following them.
Mm. I'm going to copy them. Man.
But to be fair, I think, nah, that didn't really last long with me.
Didn't it?
Not really.
I think for me, because
I came out at like,
later on
at
in
a
your
later
life.
Stage, right. Like I was very just like
he was already comfortable in
So I think where I was so much like comfortable, I was like, "Pussy needs to be touched. Pussy needs to be touched. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. She likes it. Play with these titties. I might put them away, but you better play with them. What? She don't bite unless you want her to.
Right.
Look back at it.
No, I hear that. Dumb. I think even for myself, I think like for a long time, I would only get head.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, right. I would only get head. And it was like every like now and if I was in a relationship,
then
every now and then you might be able to do a little more. But even then, it was still like...
I thought you meant only get head and not do nothing else.
No, doing all the other things. I mean, me personally, in terms of my comfortability... It was like only get head, and then I had to, like you said, unpack it and think, hold on, what's the issue?
Just go for what you like, innit?
Yeah, I was like, where's the disconnect coming from? And then I realized, yeah, it was kind of based all around the boxes that we put ourselves in and what masculinity is meant to be like and what being dominant means, what being a stud means, all of that stuff. And then once I unpacked it, I was like,
I just never get it. I just think because if we're trying to be like boys, but boys get touched, like boys get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like they don't do nothing. The guys enjoy it probably the most because they're the ones who be coming, the girls just be there like bread.
At least this way everybody wins.
So respectfully, why am I doing like, man,
yourself a disservice?
Yeah. Doing a disservice to myself just all in the name of what?
It's literally just doing what you're comfortable with in that, like, in general, like, for me, like, penetration don't really, oh my God, I'm really talking, innit? I haven't spoken like this in a long time.
Penetration.
It's usually been quite PG episode. No. But in general, penetration doesn't really do anything for me, so I would just rather not. Mm. But it's not to say never, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
But before, I'd be like, don't try it. Like back in the day, but now, like I said, it's just, mind you, I'm talking too much.
Speak your speak. I think it depends on your partner as well.
Yeah.
It depends on your partner, because if you have them partners that are like hesitant, they're just like,
they're like, oh my God, I don't know
doing
what
to that. Do. You know that double take that they do, like when they're, and it's like, just do what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just do it. Because you're going to make me uncomfortable if you keep hesitating.
Do it, bro.
Right. So just do it with your chest. So, but I get that because the same way, like, there's this idea that as mass presenting women, we like to be touched in very specific ways. We like to be, do you know what I mean? There's all of that. So I get the hesitance.
Yeah. It's just communication with your partner, I guess, because like you said, some ways touch better than the other way. So you do kind of, your partner has to learn you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think once you're in like solid relationships, you have the best
sex
really and truly. Whereas when it's just flings, more time it is just a little bounce. You don't even want them touching you because they're like, you're not even going to be around next week, bro. So like, it's like that. Yeah. But even like you were saying with the whole like binding thing is like so weird, because now as I've got older, because when I was young, maybe my breasts have just been growing all this life. This is one gene that just came from nowhere. If I was a femme, oh my, The breasts would I'll just be doing
Wunderlicious.
Listen, every, you know them dresses where your breasts is just at the top.
Breasting.
You know the breasts is at the top.
Perky.
Breasting under the chin.
They call me breastina. But then as I got older, I just realized that I'm just not comfortable with them. I set them as there. There was one point I was thinking about like getting surgery to reduce them and this and that, but then I've also like thought about going under, this is my personal preference, by the way, don't want to catch feelings, like going under the knife for like cosmetic surgery. I find it so scary as well, because it's like, God forbid.
It's a risk.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
The risk is real.
So I thought, you know what, like I just have to build my body. Like I know, like as I was saying last episode, like, I want to go to gym. I definitely want to flex more. And I know that will help me like love my body even more.
Yeah.
But I found like literally since, and it's so mad because it's like, I feel like I'm so delayed, but it's only, again, since I learned about, learned, because I knew trans people are about, but I never just sat there and just read stuff, like, do you know what I mean? And then I actually looked into binding, and then I was thinking, okay, maybe I should just do this, because obviously there's, like, discomfort. Then I was like, I looked into, obviously, I'm lucky that I'm at an age now where I can just go straight to binders, and I actually have money to afford a binder. The binders are not actually cheap.
Yeah, they're not.
And then, so I got a few, and then, like, I played around with a couple of brands, if you want them, DM me or whatever. And then I was just like, when I put it on, and I put on my T-shirt, I'm like, yes, this is how I want the T-shirt to fit me. And especially if you know, like, I'm a slim ass, you know. Slim. But my breasts are very breasting.
Yeah. So it's not like the size that you're buying is actually to accommodate your breasts and it's not the rest of you.
Yeah, literally that, because like I could be a small T-shirt, but the breast is not small. So we'll go for the medium. Obviously, like again, you learn how to, not dress, but you learn how to dress yourself. You know how to prep yourself. But I literally found that wearing binders made me happy. And that was literally my resolution. So it wasn't like, because I started thinking, oh, do I really hate my breasts? Should I get rid of them? What, like, literally, I was thinking, what, like, journey are you on? Because you're just thinking, oh, shit, I need to tick a box. Like, I'm accepting I'm a lesbian, but I don't like my breasts. Something's wrong. But no, you can just get a binder. This is how you feel.
And the thing is,
I don't wear it all the time. But when I wear it, when I'm going out, I'm like, yeah, I feel good. I feel good when I'm in it. And that's literally it. And it's about being comfy in my skin. And I'm like, yeah, this is a bit of me.
I think, like, we all have parts of ourselves that we're not as comfortable with. I think it's just because there's so much emphasis on our genitalia and like what makes you a woman and what makes you man, that's what makes it. When it's something that's attached to your sex, it makes you think different because you're like, oh my God, these breasts are what make me woman. So if I don't like them, am I not woman? Like,
But it's like,
if you didn't like your arms... Yeah. You wouldn't think like that. You'd be like, I just don't like my arms. If you didn't like your legs, you'd be like, I just don't like my legs.
That was literally
something that's attached to your sex and what people also like will look at you and that's how they recognise you as whatever sex you are, it makes you think like, rah, have I got a deeper issue? Yeah. Is there more to this? But sometimes it's just, I don't like this part of me. Like, I'm sure there's enough women that don't like their vagina. But it might not mean that they're not happy being a woman. They're just like, I don't like this. It's not this. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they want to be man or they are man. It's just like, okay, this part I'm not really sure about. Which I think is normal for everyone. Yeah, it just varies.
You literally hit the nail on the head. That is it. And then like, when you kind of, you know, place yourself in a box, you're just like, okay, well, I need to tick this box.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously, like, you know, when you're younger, I need to tick the max box and I need to be doing this and I need to be, do you know what I mean? So you do, yeah, there's all these, it's mad. Like, life is a journey.
Absolutely.
Like, life is absolute.
A journey.
It's a journey, man, like, proper. So, but, go on.
I wanted to ask, in terms of, obviously, sorry, we went on, like, a whole tangent, but in terms of... your comfortability with your body, like, how did that change as you got older and you kind of came more into yourself and you started to understand your sexuality and everything a bit more? Like,
I think, just like when I hit probably early 20s, I started feeling a bit insecure in uni a bit, you know? I think the uni that I went to, I went to Loughborough Uni.
Okay,
Just full of the whites.
Yeah, actually.
Do you know what I mean? And the rich whites.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I started feeling a bit insecure there. And then obviously the black community is quite small.
Yeah, small, you know what I mean?
And also they're very, I don't want to say judgy, but you know the energy is just a bit.
Yeah.
It's not like.
Are they snobbish?
Yeah, okay. It's just a bit snobbish, like, I've made it to this lovely uni and I'm this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I can par with these white youths that have got money. Do you know what I mean? And I'm here just like, oh, I'm from the end, just trying to have a good time.
Yeah. We outside.
I'm just trying to outside. Listen, it was either this or a shot.
I'm just trying to save myself from the street.
that was literally me, bro. Yeah. 110%. So I'd say, like, probably coming back from uni, started to feel a lot more comfortable with myself. And I think, funnily enough, like, my male friends helped with that. Do you know what I mean? They very much, like, embrace the fact that I'm a lesbian. Do you know what I mean? And it doesn't change anything because my whole friendship group's men.
Yeah.
And they're all black men, is that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But them men are just calm.
It is what it is.
So they allowed me to kind of feel comfortable with myself. And then, yeah, I feel like now I'm a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
Would I get a breast reduction? Absolutely. Probably would, you know. Not going to lie. But I'd say I'm a lot more comfortable than what it is before.
I mean, maybe if I get some extra money.
If you had the money, God ash.
Yeah, no, because there was one girl I know actually had got a breast reduction. Even one woman that I work with, she's in her 40? She's turning 50. Oh, she got a breast reduction last year because she was like, she's been bugging me this whole time.
Mad.
And she got one at 50, and she's straight white female. And she got it. So it is definitely a you thing. And I was just like, rah, like, because I don't know, maybe I'll just think, I literally said to myself, oh, when I'm older, but then when you're older, if you still feel like it, just do it. Like,
anyway, might as well,
it's your life, innit? Yeah. So who knows? We'll see.
So did you, as you kind of came into yourself, your mindset shift from maybe I'm trans to like, okay, I'm cool being woman?
Do you know what? So when my cousin started transitioning, I got shook.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sir. What? Shook.
Because the way how everyone was moving, I was like,
What, like in your family?
Yeah, but my cousin's related on my dad's side.
Okay.
They were moving crazy. They were like, it's my fault.
Oh my God.
Because obviously I've always been masculine presenting. Do you know what I mean? So when me and my cousin were chilling a lot and regularly, like my aunt felt like, oh, it was on me.
You're rubbing the gate.
Listen, I didn't even transition.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I got shook, I'm not gonna lie, and I was just like, yeah, maybe not. Like, you go,
yeah,
and I'll see. Give me a couple years.
I'll do it if you do.
He says, 110%. I'll do it if you do.
You go first.
Yeah, you go first. I'll join you in a couple years and see what. You know what I mean? But by that time, I accepted myself. So I was like, fucking
Lord. I gotta do all that shit.
I said, psych.
Should have gone through that twice, bro. Long, very long.
But yeah, so yeah, it was a bit of a mad time. But I'd say, yeah, I was mad shook, bro.
Yeah.
I was mad shook, and I didn't tell anyone apart from my cousin.
Mm. Do you think if your family didn't react that way, you might have gone down the same route?
I think definitely I probably would have. But I think seeing my cousin transition and seeing the mood swings that he was having, I was like, I'm not mentally stable to be doing all of that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I was just like,
how are you going through this? You're feeling a madness.
Yeah.
The family's behaving in such a way.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, where does that leave you to be you? Do you get what I'm saying? Are you truly happy?
Yeah.
Type of thing. And, do you know what I mean? Like, up until probably about 4 or 5 years ago, me and my cousin had a sit down and I said, yo, like, what's going on? Because obviously, you transition, you've had top surgery. But what's going on for kids?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he was just like, yeah, he just wanted to stop the medication to get eggs.
Okay.
Which I was just like, sitting there thinking about it now, I'm like, I wouldn't want to do that. That's just a lot going on for your body.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true, you know.
It's a lot to consider.
Yeah.
It's a lot to consider. And then also like with any kind of life decision or life choice, you have to think about the sacrifices that you're making in that. And I think especially when you are in a family that's not, obviously, like, everyone's family is different, but if your family is a bit more turbulent to the idea, that's a sacrifice you're making. Like, it's a sacrifice you make when you come out anyway, or if you're like a publicly presenting queer person anyway, that you got to weigh up the pros and cons, I guess. And I think for some people, not that the cons are higher, but the cons can be deeper.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, hopefully your cousin's obviously happy with the state that he's in now, and the choices that he's made. But ultimately, I'm guessing that there's sacrifices in that that you can't really mediate. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can't always change the, how external people feel about you.
Yeah.
And it's sad that, like, when you're making a decision for your own life and for your own peace, those things will always affect
it's so
you.
It's jarring. Yeah. Again, just always trying to exist.
It's like who's hello? Business?
Trying to be
whose
mean?
Business is it? What I'm doing with my body? Right? Like, why is it? Like, why is it anyone's yeah. problem?
And
do
it's funny
what I mean?
Because, like, even like you said, the externals, they don't even know the depths of it. They don't know.
They'll
the
never feel it.
Changes
yeah.
and this and that. It's true. They just think you're just doing silliness and nonsense and foolishness and follow fashion.
Yeah.
I beg, please. This fashion is not for following, you know.
It's
you can't
not.
Follow this. This one is
it's not
it's
fashion.
Serious. It's very. Do you know what I mean? It's not, you can't just
it's a whole change. Bro.
Do you know
this
what I mean?
What I'm saying.
Your whole
it's
body, bro. Like,
it's irreversible.
It's everything.
Things.
Yeah. So
it's
irreversible. Bigger than what people think it is, and yeah, man. I swear, people. We just want to exist, bro.
We just want to live.
I just want to be yeah. me.
We just want to live, man. But yeah, that's mad. So in terms of like. Where your lesbianism
where is it now?
Grew to. Yeah, like, where is it now? Like, is your family open
man.
And accepting? Is it, like, one of those things where, like, they everyone knows, but we don't speak about it? Or, like, where, like, what's your...
No, everyone knows.
Yeah.
110%. Everyone always knew.
Yeah.
I'm not ever going to lie.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, I stopped wearing dresses at, like, 5.
Bruh. That's literally...
Do you know what I mean? I maybe yeah. wore a skirt in the first year of secondary, like...
Yeah.
First yeah. couple of months.
That's it. That's all. That's
but,
all you're getting.
I would say, yeah, my whole family, everyone's aware. Mm. Everyone... No one don't care. I'm not even yeah. going to lie. Maybe, I don't know, not all Jamaicans, but maybe just my Jamaican family,
yeah.
they're very much, like...
It is what it is.
Like,
yeah.
like, if you could be a murderer, you could be a rapist. Like,
right.
Do you know what I mean? Things could be 10 times worse, and they're like, huh. Do you know what I mean? You're not killing
yeah.
anyone.
Yeah.
So what does it bother me? I've got my own stress.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know what I mean? They don't really... My family, I'm very grateful. They're not very much the type of people that judge.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Especially not the family anyway. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's calm. They don't really care. It is what... It, like,
just
I've got a cousin that's gay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which isn't really an issue. Obviously, I've got a cousin on my... That's sad, that's trans, so it's like it is what it is.
Yeah.
No one really cares, really.
Yeah, we're here and we're queer, so you have to
that's it, that's
yeah.
all.
You have to
accept us.
It always helps when there's more than one as well. It's like, well, we will go away and we will leave y'all here. Go make our own gay house. How about that?
yeah.
That's the gay.
No, it's so true, you know. Is it similar for you lot?
For me, it's like I'm more open, like on my dad's side, but that's because a lot of my cousins are pretty much my age, so it was just easy. Like, and then my dad's, like, me and my dad's relationship have always been cool because he's been, no disrespect, dad, if you're ever listening, but he's the weekend dad, so you can't really
yeah.
be the rude dad when you're, do you know what I mean? But obviously, like, we see each other better. So our relationship's always kind of been cool. So he was just like, oh, okay. Like, I never said, like, for example, my girlfriend. I never said I had a girlfriend. I just be like, yeah, Crystal's coming round. And then he was like, oh, yeah, like, invite Crystal to dinner and da-da-da-da. I like, all my family, like, oh, where's Crystal? Like, when I go out places and stuff like that. So, my mom, she's just like, my mom's West Indian. She's like, baby steps. But it's still baby steps. It's still baby steps. She knows it is what it is, and that's it. And I the thing is, I'm not bothered by that. That don't bother me. It don't bother me at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. Peace. Protect your peace.
Protect your peace.
That's literally it, kind of vibes. And yeah, and I'm even grateful for that, for like my cousins as well, because I say quite religious cousins. They go to church. No, but they actually are like religious and that. But they are like very accepting, very welcoming, cool. Like when I invite my girl to, like, my cousin does like a, like every 3 months she does like a gathering of all the cousins. So we all go to a house in Bedford.
That's lit.
And oh, it's fucking amazing. Like, I promise you, like, it's the best thing in the world, yeah? All of our cousins, about, I think there's another one tomorrow, there's like about 20 of us. Like,
oh,
just
gosh.
Literally all of us, yeah? And so I invited my girlfriend to one last year, and no one flinched. I was like, oh, yeah, this is my girlfriend, Crystal. Da-da-da. Oh, okay. What's new? But again, like, I think a lot with my family, they knew. Like, it wasn't a surprise. In my mind, I'm like, dum, dum, dum. But in general, like, despite me coming out as late as I did, I've always been a tomboy.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. Do you know what I mean? I've always think I went through that little phase when I was like, well, going Oceanas, doing up dress life and that. But even then, that was just to fit in with the status quo because, like, during the day, before that, I was in the tracksuit. I only changed into a dress because I thought that's what I had to wear to get into the club. And
sense,
even when
yeah.
I went to uni, I remember one of my cousins was like, oh, yeah, you can't, I don't know about you, like, you won't be able to wear that in the club. Then I went to the club in a dress. Then I saw one girl on my basketball team.
Yeah.
Shout out, Nate. One stud was in the club. And I was just like, wait, you could dress like that and you're a girl in the club? I said, come and see the next time I went liquid. I had my shirt, had my chinos, had my Vans. I was like, what? We can roll in too. Because I just thought, you know, the norm, the girls got to wear the dresses, the boys got to wear the shirts and that. Like, I thought that's literally it. I didn't think this, like, security would even, do you know what I mean? I just didn't want no wahala. Then I saw, I was like, what's going on here? Like, everyone's just living their life being free. So I was like, yeah, me too.
Me too, me too, but, me too.
Yeah, I think, yeah, again, like, even, like, same thing with my mama. As much as I know she's like, she knew. It's not, it wasn't a shock horror. Oh my gosh. I think they all knew. I think they're just waiting for you to come out, really. I think so. I think they know. I think they know from even young, 110%. From the way you act and stuff like that. I'm so sure, like when I think, but because it's so funny, because even when I went to see my sister in Madrid, I was talking about a story that my mum always says, that I had a buggy, and my mum always used to try and put my baby doll in it, and I'd always take it out, and be like, no, I'm taking Simba. And then like one of my birthdays, my neighbour was just like, oh, why don't you just get Dom like a car or something? Because my neighbour knew.
Yeah.
And mum was like, no, I'm going to get her this. So my neighbour got me the car. What did I play with the whole time?
The car.
Meanwhile, the expensive doll and this and that. My neighbour was like, come on, like, it's obvious. I can see it. So it's so funny that, like, looking back. But, this life, man, it is what it is, man. You make it better for the next gen. That's all we can do. What would you say?
Bro, you know, my family is very much like, they know, but it's a weird dynamic because I don't like, all my family live in Nigeria, so
okay.
I don't see them often enough for them to really, should I say, have that much of an impact on what I think, if that makes sense. I don't give a heck. Like, respectfully.
Yeah.
So like, when I do see them, like, everybody, like, they're just like, oh yeah, they know. Mm. But it got to a point where I used to try to be girly when I go to Nigeria and dress girly and stuff like that. I didn't want to let the family down or let my mum down or let this person down. But I said, baby girl, I got to think about me. I got to put me first.
I got to put me first, Lucius. I think, like, as you get older, I think it's just a comfortability. You just become comfortable with yourself. And you know what? Like, I can't be bothered to force the femme. That's what I'm saying. You can't be bothered to force the femme. Like, literally, like, if you go to the family event and someone's going to screw you, you know what, auntie, you're going to have to screw me because, please, it how many years have I not been wearing the dress? I'm not wearing it. Get over it now. Do you know what I mean? Like, what more can you do? Mm. Like, what more can you do?
Do you lot, this is a question that I just had in my head whilst you lot were talking. When you lot get married, or if you decide to get married, do you think all your family will come?
Jesus.
I think in terms of your parents
I think my parents will come. Yeah.
Your mate, I mean, the family that you care about, like, including your parents, do you think they'll come?
Yeah, I think they'll come.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah. I would like them to. The invite will be there.
I think, like, they will. It's just they will.
Yeah. Same. My dad's dead, but my mum, nah, it's alright, it's not that deep. But my mum, she'll fucking be there.
Yeah.
110%. She loves my girlfriend. Jesus Christ. My whole family. Oh, where's yours? Yaz ain't here today. We've got some halal meat. We specially bought the halal meat. Where's Yaz? Do you know what I mean? It's mad. Them lots can't wait to drink and dance in the Queen India.
Hey, what? We love that. Said the halal meat. So, yeah, saying that, like, so how's that been, like, with your girl? Obviously, I'm assuming she's Muslim.
Yeah. She's...
So how's that, like, just being... Because...
How is it?
Yeah. Is it even a thing? Am I making it a big deal? Like, is it it's probably not even a thing,
innit? Do you know what? It's mad. Like, I feel like... Yeah, everyone's like, oh, my God, like, mad.
Yeah.
Mad thing. How is it? And it's just like, bro, we exist.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
No one has ever come up to us and said anything.
Mm.
We've never really had extremely long gazes, and if they do, it's mainly from like the Asian uncles. And I'll open my mouth and say, "Are you okay?
Yeah, right.
Why is your suit all right?
Is your suit all right?" But I feel like, to be fair, a lot of people in the Asian community may just think we're friends.
Mm. Yeah.
They might think we're together. Sometimes from a distance, they might think I'm a little Bengali boy because I'm short. Do you know what I mean? do you know what I mean? They'll never know.
I'm finished.
But, like, we exist together and it's quite calm. Like, we've had no qualms, no issues. No one's ever, like, stared at us for time.
How did you lot meet?
We met at an SEN school.
Did ya?
You know, with the little disabled children.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
So you was both like working?
Sorry?
You was both working?
Yeah. So she was a teaching assistant. I was like on the agency.
Yeah.
And I must have seen this girl in a hijab and I said, rotted.
I said, I need a bit of that.
I didn't even see the hair. I said, what's going on? She get me. I didn't even see the body. She's in this big puffer jacket. I couldn't even see the body. Do you get me?
And I said the face was just
doing enough. The face was doing enough. And then I thought, I don't even stand a chance.
I was gonna say, how do you even like approach
that?
Yeah,
I think, do you know what, for me, when I like a girl, I just invade space because I know mandem don't do it. Mm. Mandem are very like, oh, I try to talk to them nice. Me, I'm invading your space. What are you saying? What's your badge? Like, I'm trying to touch you. So they're like, yo,
Hello. Hola. Nice to meet you.
Hola.
I'd like to touch your breasts.
I'd like to do a little sum.
Nah. I just, one day I walked up to her, I see that she must have hugged a teaching assistant that was working in my class.
Mm.
So I just held up my arms. I said, when are you going to hug me? She was like, get the fuck out of my face. I said, wow, the abuse, and I love it.
This is you. Challenge accepted.
You know that one's like, was she like straight prior to you guys meeting?
Yeah. Only ever been with like Arab guys.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That was her team.
That is...
That's a jump.
Isn't it? It's mad. Damn. I'm telling you. I was not expecting it.
So what was that like for her? Well, obviously, I guess you have to kind of speak for her, but like, what was that like for her then? Because coming from, as far as she's concerned, she's straight, and she's only dated Arab men.
you just came
to this whole black lesbian mass presenting woman. Like, how did that
scatter?
How did that happen?
Scatter.
I don't know. Like, to be how it was for her, I'm not entirely sure, but I just knew she liked me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Was there like the energy was just there?
Oh my days! Like, I remember it was like coming up to like Christmas break, and I must have said to her, "Yo, like, we should link up." And I knew that she smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I smoked cigarettes at the time. Mm. And like a dickhead, I was like, yo, let's link up during the Christmas holidays and let's link up to smoke. And she was like, what?
Mustn't
like,
holding on to anything you can link up with, you know?
She was like, what, like weed? And I was like, nah, cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Like,
you want to smoke these menthols with me? Man says, you lot are just on one terrace.
Anything for you, baby. Anything for you.
Shade smoking.
Looking like,
back to
back. So when you first linked up, was the energy like you were linking up on that, or was it like we're friends and we're just feeling it out?
So I'm not gonna lie. I'm the type of person when I get a number.
Yeah.
Woo! It takes me time to even set up any date or anything. I move mad shy. I don't know why. Because my personality is booming. Do you get
I was about
it?
To say, like, I can't imagine you being shy.
I don't get it. And she was the one that said, cool, here's a date, here's the time.
I've never come across that before.
So then linked up and what? Mad nervous. Yeah, got my little velour jacket.
Hey!
Imagine you're looking like
Don't play with it.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it was definitely that energy. We could definitely tell that we liked each other. Mm. And then we ended up spending a lot longer than we expected.
Mm.
And then I was like, you know, like halfway through the night, you call your brethren. I call my boy Rico and I said, yo, fam, she keeps on sitting in my lap. Does that mean she likes you?
It means.
She liked a bit close to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then.
Feel you.
Yeah,
touch you.
Just bloom from there, innit? We just didn't stop talking.
Mm. And then, like, in terms of, like, you lot obviously making it official, was there, like, a conversation about, like, does this mean anything for her religiously? Does this mean anything for her family? Because obviously, I'm guessing that she, like, wears her hijab, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, was there a conversation, like, okay, I know this is your religion, like, how do I fit into that? Or do I fit into that? Or are we just saying whatever?
To be honest, no, we didn't even talk about it. I just said, right, what? Do you want to be my girl? She was like, yeah. I was like, fantastic.
Yeah.
Literally, like, when it comes to the religion stuff, it's more me bringing it up. She doesn't even really bring it up. Mm. She get what I'm saying? Because ultimately, it's for her, that's her religion, her relationship faith, with Allah. Like, it's nothing to do with
it's
me.
It's her relationship with,
do you get what I'm saying? Do I think it will be difficult in the future? Possibly, with her family. Mm. I think there's a possibility. But I feel like...
Do you think, does her family know?
Nah.
No.
Nah. It one of her siblings does.
Okay. Right.
And I've known from the beginning.
Mm. Okay.
And they don't really mind.
Okay.
And I'm pretty certain there's another two that definitely
have a clue.
They're not stupid.
Yeah.
They know, innit?
Yeah.
And they haven't said anything.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll have to see, innit?
It is what it is.
How long have you lot been together now?
What, probably like 3.5 years.
Wow.
So do you come around the family in that, like... What's the vibe?
Yeah. I'm always there. They know exactly. Oh, it's Mickey. Do you know what I mean? They know I'm the friend. However, like you lot say, like, people always, parents always.
No one's speaking about it. It's the unspoken.
It's the unspoken.
Yeah.
You know they low key know, but they just don't want
to. Unspeaking it, you know live your life, and then
deal with it when it comes to it.
Yeah, when it's
I mean?
In 4K, then they can do.
They can do
uncover. Yeah.
They can do. They can fight the sheets.
Pull back the duvet.
Stop it. But like her family are absolutely lovely people, and they're so nice. I just hope that
it never
with
goes
time
left.
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if it does go left, hopefully it can come back. Do you get what I'm saying? Like I feel like. Yeah. I'm very prepared for it for that to happen.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both preparing for that, for the worst case scenario. But 9 times out of 10, it's never gonna be worst case, and it's never gonna be best case. It's gonna be like somewhere
true.
In the middle.
It's so true.
And we just gotta kind of deal with it
and just see
how
it goes.
Accordingly, and just hope for the best. Do you know what I mean? But I feel whatever happens, God willing, it works out really in her favor. I hope. Yeah. But if not. My family's always there, innit? They love her, innit?
We love that. Do you know, like, I was talking to, like, one of my other brothers as well, and, like, we were saying that, like, I feel like when you're, like, mass presenting, obviously, like, I feel like your family, if they know, they know. Like, because you're more than, like...
It's a bit more
visible. I'm pretty sure I can say 9 times out of 10, your family knew because you've always been that way. Majority of mass presenting people have kind of been tomboys as they've grown up. Not everyone, but yeah. And so they're kind of... Like, where their family kind of knows, it's not a big surprise.
Right.
But for, like, a femme presenting, when they bring back this... I was talking to a femme, by the way. When they bring back a mask, it's just like,
what
it's a bit
this?
More of a drama. And I was saying it's funny because I always expect more drama knowing that a mask.
Right.
Like, I feel like it just adds a bit of, like, young
ma'am.
Yeah,
because you don't pass.
Yeah.
That's the thing,
you don't pass.
It's a bit, like, it's
you,
even
we
more.
We don't pass.
It's just like, you really... come to disrupt the function. So I feel like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves because we already know our vibe. We've kind of got flexed. I'll speak for us in general, We've kind of flexed through, you know, family, if you know, you know. Like, it hasn't been a dramatic, but, like, for femmes, it's just like, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
Boom, done.
Surprise.
And it's just
literally.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Whereas if we bring back a girl, it's like, but it really spins the block. So I feel like we kind of take on that extra, I don't know, pressure.
It's more
on your head because you're like, and I'm mass presenting. This is gonna
it's
be
more.
Fun.
It's I think definitely like being someone that's been a few people's like first lesbian situationship relationship whatever it is. I think there's definitely a daunting like side that happens in your like subconscious where it's like. I know when I walk into this space with you, especially if it's family and people that you actually care about, whatever. I know when I walk into this space with you, automatically, your family are going to assume what something's going in.
Yeah.
Because automatically, to the eye, it looks like man, woman.
Yeah.
So if I'm femme presenting and you walk in with me, I look like all your other friend. Mm-hmm. Like they have to, they really have to do the guesswork.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If I'm coming around a lot, if we're, you know, doing everything together, I'm staying around a lot, blah, 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 they got to do the guesswork. Yeah. But it's like when you're masculine presenting and you're coming into a femme presenting woman's space, automatically people's eyes go to couple.
Exactly. Yeah. But don't you think that's sexualizing the masculine presenting woman?
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why is there a why is there an assumption that we have to be in something
because,
intimate?
Because you know what I'm saying? I think it's because there's a stereotype.
Mm.
Like, there's a stereotype with femme presenting lesbians. There's a stereotype for us. And unfortunately, our stereotype is that if I'm a woman dressing in quote-unquote men's clothes, I am a lesbian. So if I'm a lesbian and you don't know your daughter to chill with any other mass-presenting women, and I'm the first mass-presenting woman you've seen in her presence, automatically you go to, that's a lesbian in my house.
My daughter, you know, is gay.
I'm pretty sure that's a lesbian in my house.
Yeah.
And she's been here a lot.
Yeah.
So I'll go on.
Yeah.
So I think it's just that, it's that same thing where, like, we don't get the benefit, even though it's also a, you know, it's not a benefit in certain spaces, but we don't get the benefit of passing. We don't get the benefit of flying under the radar.
Yeah.
Where it's bait, like, as far as people will see. Because obviously you can be a tomboy, you can be masculine presenting and be straight.
Of course.
Like, let's keep it facts. But because of the stereotype that is applied to us, automatically people's first thought goes straight to lesbian. So then it's like, okay, if my child's with a lesbian, then maybe, oh my God, maybe she's a lesbian.
Mm.
So I think definitely, like, for me, when I've been in those kind of situations, I'm just like, fuck, here we go. Yeah. Let's see how they react to this. You know what I mean? Like, because it's more obvious.
Yeah, it's more in your face.
It's more in your face. So, yeah, it's one of them ones where it can be techie. But I think, obviously, I guess I have to ask you, because it's not something I necessarily have to process for myself, but, like, in terms of how you plan your future, when you're kind of living in that unspoken space where it's like, okay, I'm in this relationship, but her family might know, might not know, like, how do you plan for life? Because, like I said, like, when I asked you lot, like, if you get married, like, do you see your family coming? Like, do you see yourself committing in that way? And then if you do, like, are there conversations had around your plan for life in terms of children, in terms of marriage, in terms of what those things can look like and, like, what can come from that with your families?
I think with her family, it's quite difficult to even have those conversations because they're unaware.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Or they might be aware, but it's not, like you said, it's not in 4K, it's not in their face, and it's not been said. Because the moment something's said, it's now real.
Now
do you understand? Sure,
yeah.
Because you can sit here and play blind and deaf
as much
as you like.
Right. Yeah.
But once it's there in plain day, we don't know how they're going to act and we don't know how they're going to behave. The most we can do is prepare for what it is for ourselves and getting ourselves set up. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With that, like, the most I can do is just hope that they're supportive.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying? Of course, you may feel that I'm living in sin, or we're living in sin.
However,
that doesn't stop you from respecting us as an individual and as human beings and still loving your child for who they are, regardless of what their situation is. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, we're not entirely sure what's going to happen with that side of things. However, for ourselves, we've already got things planned. We know what we want to do and how we want to go about it. Do you get what I'm saying? And it's very much coming to the understanding and realization that if worst case scenario, what do we do? That's more what the plan is. Do you get what I'm saying? It's more preparing for the worst case. Cool. If they're not going to be cool with it, cool, this is how I'm going to support you, and this is how my family's going to support you, and my friends may start to support you. You know what I mean?
It's about your tribe.
Yeah, 110%. Tribe, yeah.
Of course, I would like to do things in a specific way, and, you know, they turn around and love me and, you know, open arms. However, her family are very aware that I'm gay.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Her family very much know that.
Yeah.
They know that I'm gay. they know that we're friends or quote unquote not, who knows. But they still love me.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? They still say, right, come around.
So it gives that hope, right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like, yeah, if they accept me as I am, then there's a possibility that this won't actually be that.
Yeah.
But as we all know, people are different when it's their child.
I was just about to say, it gets like that. Like
it's like that gay is okay.
Yeah.
That one is okay, but not in my house.
That one over there. You over there. Yeah. But you over here. No, y'all too close.
It's always
different when it's when it's definitely.
In terms of like your culture, the difference in your in like cultures.
Yeah, in general, like
how's that been?
So she's Bangladeshi.
Okay.
Which has been very different to get to grips with. Because, like, especially I've noticed with people that are Bangladeshi, like, and people that are actually generally that are Muslim, like, religiously, their culture and their religion kind of blend.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand.
And then there's loads of different stuff, whereas I guess as black people, we...
I fully understand what you mean. Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying? It's a bit different.
Our countries and our like ancestry probably control our culture and traditions more so than Christianity or our religions.
Our religious beliefs
don't control our culture as much as where we're from. Controls our culture.
110%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, being blended and trying to understand Bengali and. Do you know what I mean? When I go to the house and everyone's speaking Bengali, I'm just like, huh?
Say what now?
first couple of months, I was paranoid. I was like, they're talking about me.
Yeah, you must have said that.
You're just for the M word.
Damn lesbian. He's waiting in my house.
let me just hear a ni.
Listen.
On the S.
Do you know what? Funny enough, I'll be so honest.
Yeah.
First going to a house, I was more scared about being black than being gay.
Yeah.
The gay was the afterthought that was out of the window.
Yeah.
I said, listen, forget that later.
For now.
Me being a little nick. I said, damn.
Yeah.
I'm walking into an Asian household.
Do you know what I mean?
And I think it's mad because she completely changed my perception of Asian people.
Yeah.
Because the only Asian people I've ever been in contact with is my GP that don't believe me when I say I'm hurt. Do you get what I'm saying? Wow.
Take this first seat and go home.
Right, do you get what I'm saying? It's the corner shop man following me around the shop.
When you go to the hair shop,
it's the man, look, hey, you need help?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's the only
All the stereotypes, basically.
Right, that's the only interactions I've had with Asian people. So I just thought, they hate me, innit?
Yeah.
And I was like, you were set. Like, I felt mad nervous meeting her family because I was like, right, they're going to think I'm this little black you.
I sell drugs and bang guns.
And I'm Jamaican.
Yeah.
She smells of weed.
Yeah.
All the stereotypes.
Yeah, so, it's interesting.
Mm.
I feel like, especially, you know, everything that happened with George Floyd.
Yes.
Yeah. And the fact that black people were really speaking up and making mad noise.
Yeah.
It really was a learning curve, I feel, for parts of her family, which I thought was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Like, her mum was very much like, black people treated absolutely disgustingly. Mm. And I think maybe it wasn't highlighted if I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it's different when, as with anyone, like, it's different when it's closer to home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So because they know you, it's like, oh, right, this is part of your struggle.
Yeah.
110%. But also I'm learning about, right, how people behave towards people that are Muslim. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
In open spaces.
It's a bit wild. Like, I remember I must have went to...
Especially in Britain.
Oh, listen.
Yeah.
It was mad. We must have went to, you know, Harlow.
Yeah.
We love a B&M, yeah?
That's like,
hey, B&M.
Spend like £40 when they're for one finger.
Must have went to Harlow B&M. And obviously me as a black person existing, you know, they've seen the blacks in Harlow. Mm. I don't think they've seen many Muslims. And just one woman was just being away. And I didn't notice at first.
I'm just a black person.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But the way how they were moving with her, I was like, why is this woman being so rude but being so nice to me?
Mm.
And it just wasn't registering in my head. And I was like,
it's
just because you have the hijab. But if you take the hijab off, because she's so fair, she looks racially ambiguous anyway. She doesn't look like a Bangladeshi girl.
Yeah.
When I first met her, I thought she was Arab.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I was just like, it's only because of the hijab that you see.
That you feel attacked.
Because
of
if
way.
She took it off, you would never say anything. Do you get what I'm saying? But I think it was a massive learning curve. She now is literally pro black. Do you know what I mean?
That's what we love to hear.
And the one thing that was really nice, she was educating her friends.
Mm.
Other Asian girls about what black people
it
have
It starts
to go
at home,
through,
man.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And which is really, really nice that just me being present has allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Which was banging.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that's all you can wish for. Like, obviously, as someone, I've never dated outside of, you know, black women. But I think if I was to, I think that's all you can hope for, that you end up being with someone that, one, is, you know, open enough to unlearn and learn.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because I think we all have that. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I was with someone that was from a different background, there would be things that I need to unlearn, because we all have natural and social biases, and then there would be things that I need to learn. And I think as long as you're with someone that's open to doing that, and that can unpick certain things and like pick up on other things, I think that, yeah, it makes for a good partnership, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's been really good, I can't lie. It's definitely been a learning curve.
Mm.
But yeah, we're quite similar. Like, I didn't realise how much Asian people like rice.
Jesus Christ. Listen, rice is
universal language.
Bro.
Ah, that one.
Every culture eats rice, just in different ways.
Exactly. Rice is a love language.
Literally. You don't see sushi in the cup? The rice? Come on. Rice and peas? Jollof rice? Come on. Pilau rice? What?
Everything.
Come on, man. Rice is universal.
Man. For real.
The one thing that I think I embraced the most was definitely the food.
Oh, yeah. The food. Yeah.
Listen, Asians, they can't
cook Asian food.
That's my favorite cuisine.
And honestly, it's nice, man. They can wash their meat as well.
Bro. And they know how to season. They got seasonings and everything. Yeah. Like, trust me. Asian cuisine is top.
Yeah.
Top.
That's lit, man.
That is my ting.
That's lit. What was I going to ask? I don't even know if you thought about this. But in terms of, like, if you were to get married, like, where are you doing the marrying? Are you marrying under the Muslim, like, can you even marry under, like?
Nah, you can't. There are imams.
Yeah.
That aren't in England will do a Muslim wedding.
Yeah.
However, it also depends on what part of religious faith she follows. So, you know, in Christianity, you have Catholics, Church of England.
It's
the same with Muslims.
Oh, yeah,
it's all
broken
up.
Different.
She would have to have an imam that she specifically follows in her specific Muslim faith.
Yeah.
That, do you know what I mean, will I guess justify it. But even to her, she was just like, I don't want it to be that a gay imam marries us just to justify. She was just like, you know, if the Quran says and forbids it, however, this is how I feel. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've been created in this way.
Yeah.
And I'm allowed to love who I want to.
100%.
And I think that's kind of how she sees it. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't think it's necessary
for you to be wedded in that way.
No. Yeah. What episode was, I feel like we were saying that recently when we was talking about, like, I think when Risa was on, we were talking about, would you get, like, married in a church? Remember
Yeah.
Are you not going to get married in a church?
And then, like, I can't remember what I said, but I know, like, yeah, basically, I don't know, I'm in two minds, and then, funny enough, one of my close friends is getting married next year, she's straight, but even herself, she was just like, there's only, like, one church she would want to get married in, and if she can't get married in that church, she wouldn't want to get married in just any church just because she has a relationship, because that was like family church, so if she can't get married in that, because she don't go to church anymore, she just wants to pop up and have a wedding, you know, sometimes they're a bit iffy, but she wouldn't want to do it under any other church, just because of the fact you can. And it made me think, do I really want to, like, we were saying, like, maybe for the optics, because they look nice, like, you know what I mean, the stained glass and that, but then
I think that's why I wouldn't do it.
For me, like,
there's something
I'm more spiritual and I've got faith, I was raised in religion, so it's like in me kind of thing, so I would say I kind of follow the Christian way, so to speak, but like, I'm more spirituality and faith-based kind of thing. So it wouldn't be a be-all and end-all. and I understand. Like at the same time, I wouldn't want to go to somewhere and it's like it's forced. Like right. they just, you must marry me. Yeah, you said you can marry me. Marry me. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? I want it to be completely good vibes, good energy everywhere. So I think that's something closer to the time. Like if you know me and my partner, we are going to church more often than we like. Actually, yeah, let's do this yeah, at the church, yeah. whatever. But if not, then, you know, civil ceremony can run wherever.
Yeah,
you know
I think
mean?
That's yeah. calm, like, man. Might as well.
Yeah, like, yeah. do you know what I mean? We can get the optics anywhere.
Really?
I was yeah. watching, there was one woman that got married on for $500.
Oh, yeah, I saw
yeah,
that.
She got married on, like, the freeway because there's some nice cliff views. And yeah. if you got 30 people there, you don't need to get a permit.
Oh.
And then she made, like, the guests pay for
pay
their food,
for
and,
food
drink.
And drink.
All she paid for was chairs and to just hire the venue.
They paid for that and food
yeah,
and
paid for the
I'm
food
not
and
coming,
$47 $47 to be precise.
Yeah.
47
yeah.
per person?
Yeah. yeah. yeah.
I'm not coming, bro. Brunch is cheaper.
What if it's one of your boys?
If your boy.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have to pay it. You're going to pay it. Like, it's one of these. Yeah. Like, they're like, yeah, you got to pay for the wedding. I'm like, you know what?
Nah, I don't know about all that, you know. What do you mean I've got you? I ain't got nothing. If you ain't got the money, if you ain't got the money to do the wedding,
right? So
don't do it.
This type of wedding.
No. If you ain't got the money to do that, you lot go do your little civil service with you and the people them and the registrar,
and
then you throw a little party later down the line. Don't come and talk about wedding, and have everyone sitting here paying £50. Are you? Is everyone suit all right? No. We can go and do it private.
No. I think that's what they did. They're doing like
yeah.
6 months of traveling.
Yeah, they're
so
doing 6 months of
traveling. Just do it.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't get married in a church only because it would feel disingenuous. Like like you said, I would only be doing it for the optics, like because I like what the church looks like or whatever.
Mm.
But I'm not Christian. I've never followed any kind of faith or religion, so it would feel like I'm being bad mind on Christianity because like I can't just come and use your fucking place of worship for vanity reasons. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I think definitely whenever the time is right, I would do it somewhere other than a church. Cause it doesn't matter.
Yeah, just a quick hall, man. What do you mean, man?
Everyone's
yeah,
there
like
for
the party anyway.
Yeah, the town halls are nice.
Nobody cares about the damn wedding. Everyone just wants the party.
Everyone's there for the bar.
For the food.
For the bar.
That's literally
the
free
bar,
food
and
in
the
bar.
Bar.
That's it.
This is it.
Right. And to watch people. That's
and to watch
it.
People. And to be like, did you know? Mm-hmm. Look who she brought to the wedding. Listen.
Yeah. I talk about the wedding. They'll be gossiping on top of your
gossip,
wedding.
Gossip.
Yeah.
That's cheap material.
Just dressed out. She goes very... very revealing.
Can't she dress that she's even wearing? Can't you believe
it? I don't know. Who told her she should wear that one? Oh, nice dress,
that's
sweetie.
Why they should pay money. That's why they should pay. Because their opinions are just going wow.
Yeah, this is also why I'll be having small weddings. Small.
Yeah. Is that small?
Yeah.
I want it big.
Nah. I don't want people's cousin.
I ain't seen
you in 6 years. You've never met my partner, but you're at my wedding. Nah.
Not having
we're not doing
that.
It.
It's literally
like
yeah.
And literally no one should at me either. Like after I'm married, no one messing. Oh, I didn't invite. When's the last time we spoke? What's my middle name? Let's not do that. I ain't doing that.
Nice vibe.
That's the same thing my girl wants, and I'm like,
chill, intimate.
I already started like saying, yo, like my side, it's looking like one.
150
he like
bare minimum.
151 he
the bare minimum.
At least
I've got a big family as well, but it's the same way, like if we're not close like that, you can't just pull out. If I have like a party or something like that, that's different. Like if I have a huge, like I don't mind having a big wedding reception,
is it?
But I'm
I think whoever's at the wedding will be at the wedding reception because
yeah
I feel like, no, as in, like, I wouldn't extend it to other
people. Oh, you wouldn't
people.
Extend it
yeah,
to other
yeah,
people?
Because it's like, if you're at the ceremony, like, I think if you're coming to the ceremony, you have to be very acceptant of us. Don't RSVP and then be like, oh, I'm only going to come to that. But, you know, you're coming to watch me and my girl get married. If you cannot accept that, like, if it really doesn't sit well with your spirit, don't come and now drink my spirit.
Yeah.
Don't now come and eat the... Don't be like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to come to the ceremony because it doesn't agree with my, you know... But then you want
to
come and dance and party with me. No. You're going to come to all of it. You're going to accept all of it or none of it. And that's for everyone.
Listen,
as close as you are to me, that's literally going to be it. And I'm going to write it on the thing.
Yeah.
It'll be on the invitation. So, and all you have to say is, no RSVP, and I'm not going to catch feelings
yeah.
because we can still be cool at family gatherings, but I'm just saying, this is what, when you come, this is what you're accepting. When
my aunties got civilly partnered, they put on the invite, they was like, this is a LGBTQ wedding. This is an LGBTQ space.
Yeah.
So, knowing that, don't come if that's not... Yeah, do you know what I mean? If you're not accepting of that, I don't want to hear no tolerance. Oh, it's fine because it's you. Nah. If that's not your thing, you stay at home.
Yeah.
Stay at home. Yeah.
I think my ceremonial part will be very small.
Yeah.
Just quite intimate. But after the reception...
Man, I said, we are going to fuck up our party tonight. Right. So just fuck. tonight, we feel like it's so cash.
Might as well sell tickets, man.
Must I sell tickets? Oh, I'd love to. See, I'm selling tickets, man. No. Tempo entry. Get some recoups on money in the bar.
Mad sick, I'm telling you.
Life is life, man. It's actually mad because, like, I've known you for, like, over 10 years when you deep it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when you actually deep it. Way back, bro.
Basketball is way back.
It's probably at least 15 years, bro. That's crazy.
A long time.
I remember I saw you in. I first met you in Tottenham.
Yeah, in the mall.
Yes, I remember when I first saw you in Tottenham, bro, and you sprayed some bars, and I was like, "Oh my yes!"
Not me spraying bars.
Yeah,
said she's taking us out.
All now
she hasn't taken us. All now, I'm still doing 6 days work of this week when I could be on the yacht.
Oh,
it's alright. It's okay. The podcast,
we could really be living off of Courtney right now.
The podcast will take us.
She's selfish. You're selfish.
Don't worry.
What? We could be on on the jet skis.
Where was I spraying bars, please?
Courtney, you was always spraying bars.
Yeah. Exactly. Back in the day, you was spraying bars.
Hey, you was cold, man.
Ching-a-ling.
She's cold. I don't understand. She pisses me off because she has so much talent, bro.
Ah, so much violence.
No, we have to tell you.
We could be on a yacht in Dubai right now.
We can still be on the yacht in Dubai. Everyone just has to chip in.
No! We could be off, living off your...
So you're spending £47 for the wedding food, but...
The rider. We'll be living on the rider.
The £47 for the wedding food you can't bring for the yacht.
You would even be paying for everybody's wedding with your rider.
Look at these freeloaders. Look. They'll just be eating my money.
Yes! Like,
look.
Chop my money.
If you don't chop your money, who will chop it?
I'm a podcaster, guys.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't take us out the hood. It's okay. We'll still go. We're living.
I'm not paying for it.
Them riders are lit.
Fam, she's gonna put us on the ride. Fam, you gotta have my
fam. Fam.
Best. Well, you won't say your best. No. Give us official name.
You'll be tour manager, I'll be photographer or something.
Look at this one.
You know what I mean?
Even now, would they take picture for me? Look at them. Photographer.
No. Tour manager and event manager. You just put manager, just slap it on there.
Look at this. Have all the apparel.
Big mess up.
Wow, you see how they hit me now.
Wow. Who's hit me?
I thought you just loved me for me. Can I not just be podcaster and not do rapping? And she's...
If I get to 35 and I haven't enjoyed one rider of yours, I might have to just disconnect this friendship, you know.
At this point,
the Ciroc we could have drank. You know the Henny.
You know what? This is what I'll do, Madge. This is what I'll do. The next event we go to, I'll just message them privately and I'll say, I'm gonna pay for it, but can we let's just pretend. Just put a sign on one back door. It can be storage cupboard. Just say this is my dressing room, and then put all the drinks that I paid for in there.
No,
when we go, I'll say, "Hey guys,
the rider.
I was booked for this event. I'm hosting tonight. The rider is there.
Mate. Okay, but then will you perform?
For more.
What do you mean?
I'm a podcaster. What do you want me to do? Give speech.
Oh my god, you're fucking annoying, bro.
I'm a podcaster.
I'm his host. I beg.
One day.
No.
Rap. You didn't even do your annual wrap up last year, you bitch.
Oh my god, a whole bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
I see what I said.
Bitch. Don't worry, I'll do one.
Thanks for reminding us. Thank you for reminding us.
I'll say it's bad.
Like, we've known each other for fucking years, and you deep it. And it's just crazy how just like every life just evolves.
Mm-hmm.
You just see everyone around you, everyone from the ends, just changing and shit. Ah, mate,
it's crazy.
It's a beautiful journey, man, and I'm glad you're here on the podcast today.
No, yeah.
Thank you so and I'm much glad you're living in your truth, man. Yes. Like,
this is
it's fucking lit to see. We love to see it, and this is what the podcast is here for, man. Like, we need the truths out.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Just us existing and being us. Mm-hmm. Do you get it? That's all it is, man. So love, bro, for coming on the pod.
Nah, big love. Thank you, man.
Let them know where they can find you if you really want them to find you.
Where can
they
want to
add you.
Oh, wow.
Emphasis she is taken. Emphasis.
Just on Insta, innit? Do you know what I mean? I think it's Shaw London, Shaw, and then London. I think. If not...
We'll put it in the thing.
You said if not, don't worry about it.
I'm pretty certain you'll find it.
We'll put it in the bio.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry, smile.
Do you know what I mean?
Nah, love for coming on.
Yeah,
really
love for coming
really
in and for being so
yes,
open
sir.
As well.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
You're
yes.
great, man. For sure.
Oh, guys, just to let you know, I did get the Desperado for winning the quiz last week.
I was sipping on it. Courtney's looking at me, bitter face. Don't worry, next round.
Maybe when we resume.
Meanwhile,
I might do.
My title. You know I'm smart, Alec.
I might prepare one and I might give you guys some revision to do.
Revision, please don't drop me out. Revision for the quiz.
Okay, next one might be a true or false one, so a bit easier. And then we'll see how it goes. But yes, guys, make sure you are following us on all socials. Make sure if you're in tune with the combo, hashtag DamnPodcast on Earth thing. And thank you guys for listening. You have been listening to the Damn Podcast.
As Dom said, follow us on all socials. Rate, review, stream, like. Make sure you go to our YouTube and subscribe. We've got more visuals coming soon.
So if
you don't want to miss out on that, make sure you go to youtube.com/DaxandTheMic and subscribe up the things. I am OG Courts out.
It's your girl Domski out.
Style signing out, baby.
And Madge, I'm out. Come on,
B. La, la, la. I actually forgot how we sign out.
She was there tapping me. I'm like, bitch, it's you.
Is it me?